Our next question is, I think Dr. G can start, and then I'm sure Stuart will have some great insight on this too. Sarah in Kentucky wants to know, what is the most important thing you look for in a potential project horse as far as their confirmation?
Well, it would, again, it depend a little bit on what your project is. I mean, what do you plan on doing with that horse? In some cases, confirmation just isn't going to matter a whole lot. For me, the simple answer is I try to stay away from horses that have a toe in, ankle out, or the fetlock varus is the medical term, but if the toes come in and the fetlocks bow out, or if the knees bow out. So if you're looking from at that horse from straight in front of the horse, if it looks like he's kind of bow-legged in front, that's a harsh confirmation on the joints, on the fetlock and the knees. And if a horse has raced like that, trained like that, and you plan on continuing the athletic work like that, I stay away from those. Otherwise, other conformational issues, horses can work pretty well within their own conformation. You know, conformation comes up in the racing world a lot for discussion because the horses are going so fast. It's so hard on their body that they've got to have perfect conformation to stay sound. But if you're off the track, small flaws in conformation don't matter as much as people would think that they do. But for me, I'd stay away from toe in, fetlock out, and knees out.
And Stuart, what are you looking for in confirmation and a thoroughbred for a new career?
Well, yeah, I agree with that. I would add feet to the list. All thoroughbreds have great feet, and sometimes they don't look as good because of the way they've been shod. But you know, when you can find one that's got some heel and that's got a decent sized foot with a good wall, that's a great thing for staying sound. And I agree that, you know, most thoroughbreds have pretty darn good conformation and they're built to be athletes. And so they can do most of the things we want to do. And, you know, of course, for eventing and dressage, we like them a more uphill build. So the ones that look a little bit more like quarter horses and downhill probably aren't going to move as well and aren't going to jump as well. Although there's certainly exceptions to that. They're not going to be as comfortable to canter down to a jump as much of an uphill horse. And uphill means, you know, nice when the withers are a little higher than the croup, at least level, but I like them higher. I like big prominent withers. And when the neck comes up out of the shoulder in a higher place than, you know, whether the horse is looking up or looking down. And that's sometimes hard to judge, but with experience, you sort of get a feel for how they're going to move from the way they stand. But I've seen them in all shapes and sizes be great. Great horses in all kinds of sports.
Oh, I think it's fun to see the horses in their sales videos that have been posted and then see them down the road when they're under work and how they've developed in that year or so of work. It's fun to see how they progress.